Hello, good morning, gentlemen. Hope you're all having a good one. It's Monday, October 21st, 2024. Midnight. I love it. You guys ever heard this song by Sublime, Wrong Way? And he's 12 years old and two more, she'll be a whore. Nobody ever told it's the wrong way. Don't be afraid in the quickness you get laid. Your parents just get paid, it's the wrong way. Oh, man. It's a very upbeat song. You remember the song, all the other kids with the pumped up kicks, better run, outrun my gun. You know how like it's kind of like upbeat? But like, it reminded me of what Wester Klein said, because he said his mom pimped out his sister and shit. But to just have a song like that from Sublime where he's talking about it, and like, damn, I don't think my mom ever did that to my sister. But I don't, at least I don't believe so, but wow. Wow. I think that's interesting. I think that's very interesting. I think it's, the thing about the black pill is always really been in your face. I can't really say that it wasn't there before. Like, all the signs of the black pill being true were right in front of my face, but nobody was ever going to tell me. Or maybe they didn't know. Maybe they didn't want to embrace it, but then I found it. And everything's just starting to make sense. Life is supposed to be tough. It's supposed to be suffering. It's not fair. And you just have to make do with that and move on and get on with your life and adapt the best way you can. I made a post today on Twitter, well, yesterday on Twitter about Riley Reid. And basically, you know, there's so much evidence of her getting bukkakied on her face, and she's married and has a child, and she's regretting it, but you knew what the fuck you're getting into. And I was just saying how, even though, you know, she's been a succubus most of her life on camera, she got her happy ending. And that, as a man, you know, you probably won't have that same outcome. You can't just go out there and ruin your life and get paid for it. I mean, now, don't think there's no victim, though. Some guy in the comments was like, yeah, red pillars think that these women are going to have their come up. It's no, fuck, though, that doesn't happen, huh? And I'm just like, no, I re-quoted. I'm like, bro, listen, the kids are going to get it. Because that's kind of why we're all, if you're in this black pill incel space, if you're in standard cell, if you're in a place where, you know, you can't get the women that you want, no matter how hard you try, and that it's a very uphill battle, and you have to try 10 times, 5 times as hard as the other person just to get a sprinkle of attention, then it's because nobody, like, in your family, like, for example, I brought this up before. My mom told me that, she told me this, that if I stick my dick inside of a girl, it will fall off. I swear to God. I questioned her on this shit. She didn't want to give me an answer. And a lot of you probably were fed misinformation, lied to, and you haven't really realized it, or maybe you have and you just don't care, and it's just like, okay. But the thing with me is, I don't want to pass that shit on, you know. I know that's why a lot of people don't want to have kids. I listened to an anti-natalism stream with Thomas White, Autistic Spasticus, and Collective Dismal, and I think Wester Klein was in there too. I didn't listen to the whole thing, but, you know, they were talking about how, like, what's the point of living if all you do is toil and you never get what you want? It's just, I can understand that, because, bro, I'm in pain every day. Like, both my feet hurt. You know, it's just, I work fucking every day. Like, it sucks. Like, I hate getting up. I hate it. I'm not saying this shit is easy, trust me, but there's part of me that thinks that I can beat this situation. Like, my whole thing is, I think I can beat the black pill. Like, my life will be, and then once I'll do it, I'll probably just fucking delete this channel. But that's assuming that I do. But some makes me think that I can, because the thing with me is, I have to really embrace being a piece of shit, and that's hard for me to do. It's really hard for me to do embrace being a piece of shit to people, because I know I'm the soft guy, and I just don't have it in me. You know, I really don't have it, but I have to really dig deep into that and start to mold it. Because there was this guy at my so I told you that at the grocery store, there hasn't really been any closing managers because the assistant general manager, she took out for leave. So she took out because she had plantar fasciitis. I have that bitch shit. I have that shit. And it's like, I still show up to work every day. And she's been trying to get people to talk to her and take and to hang out with her. But nobody wants to drive up 30 minutes to see you. Like, the fuck? And, I've been hearing mixed things. I think she's coming back, but there was a guy there. He looks like a shorter Donald Trump, but he was funny as shit. And I don't know. Like it was some shit where. So this black woman comes up to me as I'm stocking stuff in the freezer, right? And this black woman was a customer of mine at the other grocery store I used to work at, right? And I hated this bitch because she always was just annoying. And I hated her so much. So I feel like I had some extra bias when she asked me a question. She asked me for, like, lemon juice. So I just, like, walked away. And then I just came back and she got like, I just hate this woman. Okay. I just fucking hate this woman. So eventually, she asked me about some other form of lemon juice. I say, I don't know. And then I just go back to the shelf, stocking shelves. Then the guy, like, mini Donald Trump calls me up through the speaker intercom. He's like, calls my name, says, come in the office. I'm thinking the black bitch I just did that to went to him, and it's just, and like, it's a whole fucking situation. I'm like, God damn it. I'm like, fuck. So I walk over there, and he's like, hey man, I just like, this is my last day. I enjoyed work with you. And like, you want to take my information down? Like, man, he was like, he tried to get me to work for a store, some shit like that. I was like, what? Cause I'm thinking it was just funny. But then he has a kid. I think he's like, might be in his late 40s or 50s. He has his full head of hair. And he was telling me how, like, he read a lot of books. He reinvented himself. He was a assistant manager at a bar. And the guy was like, the owner was like, do you ever hear how you talk to people? You're really abrasive. And he told me how he did this whole thing to transform who he was and how you want to have a network and stuff. And I don't know. It sounded nice. I kind of like that because that's kind of where I am. Like, I'm trying to, like, transform. Like, I'm trying to not necessarily become a Super Saiyan, but, you know, just get out of this whole fucking situation. And I realized that I can't do it alone. Like, bro, this light has been green for, like, 10 seconds, and this jackass is just sitting there. These people are fucking dumb as fuck. Oh, my God. Like, nobody was coming. Just, like, it's just fucking crazy. Let me go back to the light because I'm just kind of walking around doing this standing up. But what the fuck was I talking about? So, like I said, like, he was talking about, like, self-improvement. He's older than me, and I thought that was inspirational. I thought that was pretty cool. So, because, like I said, that's what I'm trying to do, and I believe it's possible, but it's definitely going to take a lot of fucking hard work, and I could die in the process, and I may not ever even do it. But like I said, it could all be for nothing, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to try, though. So, but the thing is, it's just, you got to be careful what you wish for. Even if you get what you want, who says you get to keep it? Because you're only one side of the equation. There's another person. You know, and then who's to say that how much money you has even matter? Like, really? So, there's a guy I follow on Twitter named D-Moon. And D-Moon Lives, I think, is his at. But he says, like, you don't need money and all this shit. Like, he says, like, it's not about money and all that shit. And sometimes I think it is true because Chad got the fucker. He didn't have any money. You know, like, I feel like what I'm looking for, like, I may not even find love because just think, like, I'm 29 years old, right? There's a girl at the, you know, she's 35, but there's a woman at the, I'm gonna call her a girl. There's a girl at the grocery store. She's 35, and she's, like, really annoying. Like, today when I showed up, well, yesterday, I'm showing up early, I'm, like, about to buy some food and shit. She's in line. Like, there's so many lines and shit. I got in somebody else's line. And she was, like, talking to me, trying to get her girl to her line. But it was just like, my foot hurts, bitch. You know I got a limp. I'm not walking out of that fucking line. I'm already committed to this one. I'm in just... And the people behind me just keep going around. I'm just like, fine. Like, because I don't care. Like, I don't feel like moving. And then just, like, she kept talking. I looked up and I said to myself, shut up. And I didn't think I said it loud enough. And she was like, who is you talking to? And we almost got into a whole fucking thing. And I just had to... I had to de-escalate. But she's 35 years old. And she talks to Great Value Duke Dennis. Like, it's like, there's no fucking genuine. Like, I know she has a lot of debt and shit. Like, I know. And then she's also not in shape. I mean, it's things like that where. I don't understand why women don't take their health seriously. I really don't understand why they think they can just, like, she has tattoos, like, what the fuck, like, I don't understand, man. It's also, but the point is that, I really want a family, and I know I can't do that with a girl who's fucking 35. That's just too much. There's another girl there who's 19, but I just need to, like, see something from her, because I'm looking at her figure. Like, you ever meet a girl and it's like, her figure isn't bad, but it's just like, I need, like, more. Like, she always comes to work with just, like, hoodies. Like, it'll be a hoodie, because she works in, like, the delis, and it is kind of cold. So, but I just need to see her arms or something like that. I need to know if she has, like, tattoos and shit. It's just, like, things like that. Because all these girls have fucking tattoos and shit. And I'm not a fan. I just don't like it. I just don't like it. And I think I'm better off with a younger woman, because they're willing to fall for the manipulation. Because the thing is, as a man, you have to manipulate women. Because you see what we have right now with feminism, with fucking women having the right to vote for 100 years. We have 5 generations of men who've been raised not to challenge women, and they've been allowed to fucking raise criminals up to the social ladder and all this shit. And like, it's really bad. Like, women reward criminals. They encourage dysgenic behavior. They're killing kids, raping kids. And it's just, we've basically been fucked. And when some people might say, like, when I talk about this might be whining, but you guys really don't give a shit about anything. Please understand, for the people that hate the black pill and you hate incels and you think we're all whining, go to hell. You're not better than anybody. Because, like I said, you guys don't give a fuck about these women killing and raping kids. You guys don't give a fuck about real crime. You talk about wood chipper pedophiles when fucking men get caught diddling kids, and then you have women that do it and get away with it. So clearly you guys don't give a fuck, because when those because obviously when those women take the baby to term and actually have kids by a fucking minor, and he's put on child support, nobody's there to fucking help him. You all just let this shit go on, and you didn't fucking punish this bitch. And this is what we have, where we just have been setting each other up just to fucking fail. And I don't understand the point of having a society where we have most people just failing, because there's all these incentives to be pieces of shit, the welfare state. Women don't like us. So if we know that women don't like us, then we have to make them need us. That's just the only way to have a fucking viable society. Because women liking us will never happen. They've never really liked men. I think Aaron Clary said this, but this has been a real thing. They've really never liked us. And if they do like you, the most genuine it'll be is when they're young. When they get older, it'll be because they don't have as many as options. They have STDs. They have a lot of debt. There's this fucking, this bitch. She has almost 200,000 student loan debt, and she's married. She's married and has a husband who makes $30,000 a year, and she's asking David Ramsey, how is she going to be a stay-at-home mom on her husband's 30 $3,000 a year salary. And it's just, it's fucking ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. It makes no sense. But this is where we're at right now. Women are so emboldened to have these rapid fucking demands. Because guys, women used to not be able to have a fucking bank account. It was for this very reason. Because they would get into a whole bunch of debt. And you would have to pay for it. Because we just, because a lot of men are cucked and don't have the balls to punish these fucking women. We just keep it, which is the simps, which are raised by these fucking single moms. But the point is that no matter what women do, you pay the price. Let me repeat that. No matter what women do, you pay the price. If women fuck criminals and produce these fucking dysgenic drains on society, you pay the price because now they're going to fucking try to steal and rob and take from you because they can't contribute. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very fucked up situation. Now, obviously, we have solutions where you just lock these motherfuckers up, but how the fuck do you have all these guys who are criminals fucking these women? Like, the bitch. So there used to be an HR lady that worked at the grocery store. She just left. And this younger bitch came through, right? And I showed up early to work. And all the young motherfuckers, like, the niggas is like 16 and that worked there. They was all, like, talking and shit. And they was talking about her because she had like a picture, like she basically dressed up like somebody from a movie and it was a side by side of her by the movie. And they were saying like, yeah. And I heard her boyfriend in prison and it was just like, what? And it was like, what? For real? I was like, yeah, like, yeah, yo, she told me, I can't believe that. I was like, what the fuck? And I'm thinking like, this is a white woman. Like, this is a blonde white woman and her boyfriend's in prison. Fuck, like, it makes no sense. Like, it makes, like, this is why Wester Klein is so funny to me, because like everything he says I'll just see and live. Like, he'll say something and then I'll see it the next day and it's like, what the fuck? It's so crazy to me, bro. It's absolutely crazy. So yeah, man, it's we can't let this go on, guys, because I understand something. Women fucking criminals is an insult to a productive man. If you're a man who's, you don't break the law and you've been a good, you want to say a good boy, whatever the fuck. If you, and ain't nothing wrong with being a good boy. I know everybody want to be a bad boy, but if everybody's a bad boy, then the world's bad. Just the way it is. You can't, there's just got to be balance. And the good boy's got to be rewarded. But we don't, but here's the thing. Only a father can reward a good boy. And what used to be, and I mean by, what I mean is this, is that like, that's where courting was, guys. That's why it used to be like a guy would court a woman, meet her family, meet the father and stuff. And if the father liked you, you know what? I'm making sure he marries my fucking daughter. I mean, it's just that good, because that's what it used to be. You've been a good boy. I can verify it. I know your family. You get my girl. She's a good girl, and then bam. But women don't have that mentality. Women have this mentality of, I'm not going to let my daughter become prettier than me, and I'm going to fucking, like, because a lot of women will sabotage their own daughters. It's a very fucked up situation we're in, man. It's really fucking bad. I kind of think that might have been with my mom did, my sister, because my mom never read to any of us. Now, like, really thinking back, like, she would always try to get us to read, but bitch, you never fucking read to us. And just, it was just a lot of dumb bullshit. Like I said, growing up with a single mom, I was raised by somebody I couldn't respect. She was asking me how to spell words when she was writing emails, and it really fucking scared me. Like, it really fucking scared me. God, my fucking foot hurts. Yeah, man, I gotta say, it's really hard living. People that tell you this life shit is easy, they must have easy lives. But for most of us, like, I want to say this, I make these videos because, guys, if your life sucks, just know that mine sucks too. It definitely sucks. Like, I'm not happy. I tell you all the time, there was a pill I could take where I take the pill and this body immediately dies and I wake up as an Amish baby. I'll be happy with that, because it seems like this world that we live in, it's so fake. There's not, everything is performative, it feels like. Like, all this, when I was in the military, there was a lot of prevent sexual assault in the prison. When I used to work as a correctional officer, be like, Priya, you want to like prison awareness, prison rape and awareness elimination shit. But it just kept going up. Like, you want to prevent all this sexual assault, but you let women get in these fields, and then sexual assault goes up. It's just absolutely fucking ridiculous, and like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, we can't just keep rewarding this bad behavior, and it's going to take a really severe reaction. Cut the welfare. Get rid of all the welfare sponges. Okay, like, eliminate all criminals. I'm not a pro-violent person. I'm really not. But what do you do? What do you do when you have everything's expensive? You have to lock everywhere you go. Everything's fucking locked up because there's all this fucking crime. No, buddy. You have to pay more for that. That's a tax. Crime is a tax. That's what you also have to understand. A lot of people don't fucking understand that. Crime is a tax. And we have a lot of crime, which means we got a lot of fucking tax. Inflation is a tax. All this dysgenic bullshit is a tax. And we keep paying it. The year, I think we're going through something similar to what we call the intolerable acts, but is it really intolerable though? I mean, you got Uber Eats, you got your internet, you got your electricity, you know what I mean? You got everything running, but you have leaders in charge who don't give a fuck about you. Who aren't going to go down peacefully. Because the transfer of power, I think, is not going to be a peaceful one. I mean, of course, the old people will die, but think about how much debt the average person is in. It's like, Steph Molyneux said that the boomers basically sold their grandchildren into debt forever. Like, everybody owes $1 million or more. Like, it's really crazy to think that. So clearly people in charge don't care about you. And then, like I said, that's a greater representation of what your family thinks about you. Because for me, personally speaking, I confronted my family. Like, I want to make this clear. I'm not somebody who just made videos. Like, I talked about this shit with my family. I talked about the shit at work. Somebody at work said, you should make videos. I think this is your way to financial freedom. I'm just like, okay, sure. And then I just made some videos. And my first channel got deleted. It was a good channel. It had 3,000 subscribers, but it was, I said a lot of stuff on there. I was speaking from the heart. I talked about my childhood, how I got bullied. I hate my family. I was dumb most of my life. I was naive. I never got the girl I wanted. I never went to any dances. I never went to prom. Had bad acne, lost my hair. Just a lot of things have been a lot of mistakes and suffering. I had to find out shit the hard way because I didn't have anybody to guide me through. Like, my mom was lying to me about a lot of shit. She purposely did not want me to know the truth. And when you don't know the truth, you can't help but make... I mean, it doesn't mean knowing the truth and making mistakes, that's a thing too. But when you're... when you're living a lie so much, it's like nothing you can do is right, it feels like. And then to be lied to by people that you supposedly trust, and then just to see that, like, my life is just a microcosm of just the way that the West is, you know. And my brother tries to get me to... So my grandmother, my mother's mother, had a wedding, and my brother went, and I didn't go, and they were really questioning him and getting on his ass about me not going. And he got really pissed at me. And I was like, well, why the hell would I want to be around people that I don't like? Why would I show up just because they want me there? And he got mad at me and this shit, and I was just like, well, then don't talk to me again. And that was pretty much it, because I told him that I didn't like them. I don't like those fucking people. I mean, like, y'all didn't give me any fucking answers. Y'all raised this fucking crazy ass woman and let her fucking say my sister is going to grow up to be a whore and that my brother ain't going to be shit. And it was just a lot of shit that goes on. And then my mom would also tell me that you're lucky that you never got raped or you never got touched. But it's like, well, you dumbass, listen, if the people that touched you and raped you was in this family, why the fuck you want me around them, like, so much? Like, it was just, like, the more I questioned this logic and seeing what the fuck it was all about, it was just all performative. And there was never any answer to it, so I just got my ass beat all the fucking time by my family. But you realize that most people are just cowards. Now that I'm bigger and I'm stronger and it's just... And they're old and shit. It's like, now they want to be nice. It's just, but when you were young and I was weak, you used to beat me. And it's just, and now I refuse to fucking be around you because I want you to answer what the fuck you did. Not saying I want you to fight. It's just like, you have to explain why the fuck you did this and why the fuck you're so nice now and all this shit. And it's, you know what I mean? It's crazy, but you just realize that that's how most people are. Like, it's just cowardice. All of it. It's mostly performative. It's all just an act. You know, there's an account I follow on Twitter called Meth Gold, and he, like, kind of, like, role plays as, like, a white guy in, like, the 1950s, at least with, like, his profile picture. But he'll give, like, really good advice, but he's not even white. I think he's, like, Indian or Mexican or some shit. But it's just one of the things where everything is really performative. A lot of things just performative, and most relationships are just performative. Most people don't really have who they want. What did Zerka say? He was like, you could be a millionaire, billionaire, you still can't get a virgin Stacy. So what's the point? And there was a point with that, too. Like, I understand, like, it may not even really be about money. I just want to get money so that I can have, like, kind of... I just want to be a father, bro. Like, I think... I see a lot of guys out there who I think aren't fit fathers, but... I think I could be a good one. Like, I thought about this. Like, there was a guy I found on YouTube recently, Jim Bukovac. He was a guy. He's I want to say he's in his early 50s. Might be like 52. He's basically like a MGTOW, I guess you could say. He was in the military for 23 years. He's like a warrant officer, has a master's degree. Really smart guy. Reads a lot of book, Christian stuff like that. His story is. He got adopted, so he was an orphan or foster care. Anyway, he matured very early in his life because he had a parent who was older and he had to, like, take her medication and change her dressings and all this stuff. And he was very mature for his age, and he acted like an adult. And he basically had all these, like, investment accounts. Because he wanted a family, and he basically had all these investment accounts set up to where, like, if he had a family, their college would be paid and stuff. But he just can't get a woman because a lot of them have tattoos and all this shit and a lot of debt and a whole bunch of body counts and all these traumas. And they haven't done any self-knowledge. And there was a guy in the comments, Drizzly Bear, and I've seen Drizzly Bear in the comments of my old YouTube channel. He might not even find this video or some shit, but that motherfucker's going to say, I see why you don't get women. You just, your personality, you just seem really uptight and just like, what? Like, listen, the biggest sin we make on this planet is not allowing smart men to breed. I'm telling you. I know you got some guys who are athletes that are smart. I get that, but there is a difference. There is a difference of, like, a guy who knows his stuff, isn't a bad person, and he doesn't break the law, and he's a smart guy, and if you give him a family, he'll work his ass off. But if you take that away from him, because I think the whole purpose of men working is that we're supposed to provide, protect and provide for women and children. But you want to have your own woman and your own children to protect and provide for. But if men don't have that, then what the fuck are we doing? What are we working for? Why do we wake up? I mean, you wake up because you have no choice but to wake up. But what keeps you going? What's your drive? For me, like I said, I think I can beat the black pill. I really do. I think it's a very diligent thing, and it's going to take time. And I kind of enjoy it. But there are days where I feel like I just don't want to fucking be here anymore. Really, because I'll have these moments where I'll make a mistake and I'll just think about my family and all this shit, and it'll really just piss me off. And You know, because there's... You have to understand, well, at least for me anyway, is that my family, like, nobody prepared for you. Okay, like, you weren't, at least for me, you weren't a thought. My mom didn't read any parenting books, and you got punished, you know, because you didn't listen or you didn't prepare or you weren't paying attention. And your answer would be you tried your best as a kid. If you got punished, you as a kid, you tried your best, but did your parents try their best with you? Did they? Did they read parenting books? Did they try to make sure that you were intelligent? Did they spend time with you with study and making sure and getting to know, you know, what you were good at and finding your talents and trying to cultivate it? And, you know, but they, did they give you good leadership? Did they give you wisdom that you use till this day? You know, all these things. And like I said, a lot of the stuff I found out basically through hanging out with my friends and making mistakes, you know. And thank God I'm able to, you know, I'm still alive because of them, because there was a lot of dumb shit we would do. I wouldn't say like dumb shit, because we would never like break in places and steal stuff. We would maybe like just skate and maybe like smoke weed on like private property, but we would never like break into people's houses and their shit like that. We weren't even like bad guys and shit. I don't know, but maybe like speed and cars. I don't fucking know, but I just made a lot of dumb mistakes, because like I said, I put the fucking metal pot in the microwave and. That shit is dumb, bro. I'm telling you, I've made a lot of dumb mistakes because nobody. I don't know, man. Like, people say common sense is common, but how common is common sense? That's something I want to say. Like, I always hear about common sense, but what is it exactly? Is it common sense to be obese? Is it common sense to raise kids to have kids that you hate? Is it common sense to be a single mom and have all these bastard kids? Is it common sense to go to school and rack up all this debt and force yourself on somebody else? I mean, or and be desperate out there that you don't want because you wasted your youth and fertility and fertility on some bum who didn't give a fuck about you, or some chad who didn't give a fuck about you, but you've had trains ran on you. Like, how much common sense is it to have a no snitch rule in your community, in the black community? Isn't that fucking retarded to have a no snitch rule in the black community? That's so fucking stupid. And this just allows criminals to rule. It's just like all the low IQ shit, I'm fucking, I got my shoe off and I'm just kind of like pulling on my toe on my right foot, the one with the, that kind of fucked up, that landed on wrong when I was running. But anyway, but it's, I don't know. I just, like, common sense, I don't think is a very common thing. It can't be. It doesn't make sense to have rampant crime, have a no snitch rule that allows the worst of you to get away with all the atrocities they wreak upon you. Like, why would you have a no snitch rule and then give more power to the criminals and thugs who kill you and rape your kids and take everything from you and get your family addicted to drugs? Like, why would you fucking not tell them? What the fuck? But doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any fucking sense. Common sense, I don't think we have it. I think we're lacking it. We're letting all the fucking smart people die without any fucking genetic lineage. It's over. It feels bad. Idiocracy sprinkled with some Atlas Shrugged, it feels like. You know, I don't know what the future's going to look like. I know I'm going to be in it, or at least I'll try to stay in it, but why do we have so many fat women? Why? Why are they so fucking fat? Why is everybody on drugs? And I mean, like, on drugs. Like, everywhere I go, it smells like fucking weed. And they always have, like, tinted windows and they can barely fucking drive. You know, it's just, what the fuck? I don't get it, man. I really don't fucking get it at all. Yeah, I just... But like I said, I want you guys to win. I want you guys to win. Like, I mean, if you're going through the black pill, I'm going through it with you, man. I just... I don't have a good relationship with my family. Want to approach the women that I want, but afraid they'll tell me no. Because I got rejected by one girl I told you about recently, but now it's a girl at work, and I told you I was going to do it, but I didn't. It's just now that's on me. I just, like I said, I think I'll just get a haircut. I'll just stop hat fishing and get a haircut. Because I used to go in there all the time without a hat, but like I said, I've been using the fact that it's wintertime, you know, to wear a beanie and have headphones in and have nobody notice. But I think I'm just going to get a one against the grain, show up to work, and, yeah, pay these bills first, you know, all this stuff. Yeah, I hope this fucking foot heals. I don't want to have a limp forever. That would suck. Oh my God, that would fucking blow. That would be terrible. Having a limp forever? No. I'm doing all these fucking foot stretches and shit just to... I really don't want to... Your feet are important. You know, it's... Your feet are fucking very important, and I try to take care of my feet. I try to eat right. I try to stretch them. I try to use them. You know, I can't have these fucking foot pains. So hopefully it goes away. But I think I'm done now. I'm gonna go home, eat something, upload this, and, you know, get ready for work and shit the next day. I mean, it's already Monday, so Monday's about to start, and let me just get ready. Yeah, gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Appreciate it. You know, I'm out here. This is therapeutic. Just getting shit off my mind. Because one thing I want to say is that I'll never forget, I used to be in this incel, femcel group, and I got kicked out of it because I basically found out that the guy who made the group, he was using it as a way to gather women to cheat on his wife with, right? And he was actively cock-blocking the incels who were posting their pictures trying to get the other women. And because he basically had all the guys post their pictures, and they were trying to get ratings and shit. None of the women were really responding to the guys. Like, none of the guys were fucking in the women in that group, because all the guys thought that most of those women were frauds, and they were. But he basically stopped it. He said, you guys posting pictures is not a point of this group, but the whole point of the group is, and the title says, like, unite, like trying to unite these fem cells. Basically, he made the group to try to unite fem cells and incels, but he was actively stopping it when the men were trying. And it's just this thing where you have to understand that for most people that care about men, it's just pretending. I mean, like, if they appear to, if people have these images where, like, they try to want to help you, but it's really not like that. Most people want to help you if there's an advantage to it. And I did think it was weird that, like, you're this guy who made this group trying to bring together these women, men and women, but then you stop the men who try to get these women. And then I find out you're fucking married. You're fucking married, and there's messages of you talk to these girls. And it's just like, so you're just double dipping. You're taking more from the pool. You're using this whole group as just bait for you. It's like, what the fuck? So it's just, be wary of people who claim they want to fucking help you. I'm just serious. Like, I mean, I want to help you. I mean, help you through telling my pain, maybe, if that's why you guys been here. At least I hope, or you get something out of it. But, you know, it's most people, they're not trying to help you. They're trying to help you to their benefit. You have to find out what their benefit is. And because really, what's the benefit of you becoming successful or anybody else? What's the benefit of you? For most of you, like, your family didn't care. Like, my mom and dad didn't want me to fucking be successful. Like, they didn't plan for it. So it's one of those things where there's nobody on your side, and there's never been nobody on your side. When people try to say they're on your side and they want to help you, and they're not doing it, and you end up going to school for a degree that you don't use, and you have a car you can't afford, and you just end up wasting your fucking life doing something that you don't really love, you don't really care about, and you feel kind of aimless. You feel like you waste your fucking life. I mean, and that's not to say that, I mean, part of me feels that way too, because I've had relationships. Like, I didn't know why I got with the girl. I didn't know what the fuck I was going to do with her. Like, I was broke and all this shit. But now I feel like I know what I have to do and where I have to go and how it has to be done. And I can't do it alone. And it's going to be a challenge. Because I'm not a very social person. I hate working with people. I mean, I put up a good front, but I have to start doing shit I don't usually normally do. I have to start being more social. I have to start introducing myself to people, shit like that. So it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a fucking challenge, but I think I'm going to do it. Because a lot of it is, like, getting help is just trying to find somebody to do the work for you. But you got to do everything. Got to be like a tiger. You got to do everything. Tigers can fucking do everything, bro. Motherfucking tigers and shit. If a tiger appeared right now, I'd probably shit myself. So he's definitely eating me. What the fuck am I going to... What am I going to do against a tiger, bro? Me barehanded fighting a fucking tiger. Spawns. Rawr, I'm dead. It's over for me. I mean, I'd probably fight. He'd just probably take his claw, rip me in half, and then dig into me. I'd be screaming and people be like, oh my God. Probably on their phone thinking it's a fake. And then you have a wild tiger high off my blood and guts and organs, supercharged off my fucking vegan blood and shit. Anyway. Yeah, guys, I'm done now. I appreciate it, gentlemen. Thank you so much. Make sure to like and subscribe if you haven't already. I'll see you next time. Thank you for your time, as always. God bless. Thanks again.